How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to a new episode of Kato's Corner Sports Talk, episode 5. We're going to be talking a lot about the MLB today, a lot of changes, a lot of talk going into the playoffs. We're going to be talking about the NFL week 3. I'm going to get you my picks. We're going to talk a little Thursday Night Football, some headlines, some big changes made around the league. A lot to talk about today. We're going to dive right in with the MLB. Last week when I was on, I had talked about the single-season home run record being shattered at 6,106 home runs throughout the league, with still 2 weeks left to play last week. Now we have a week left. There's a different record watch, still the same stat, but it's Pete Alonso sitting at 49 home runs, currently leading the National League in home runs. He's got 10 games left to tie and or break Aaron Judge's rookie home run record of 52 home runs. Three home runs away to tie, four to clinch the rookie record. With 10 games left, I think Pete Alonso is going to get it done. I think this guy has been an outstanding pickup and play and player for the Mets organization this year. Kind of a diamond in the rough, as we've talked about with the Mets on the show before. They're just it's a tough thing to watch, to take in and see, you know, the guys over in the Bronx doing what they're doing, and for the Mets to be where they were just a couple seasons ago to be where they are now, it's very, very tough to watch. But Pete Alonso, 49 home runs, almost at the record. Interested to see if he's going to be able to take control and, you know, establish himself as that new guy, that new face in New York, maybe that, you know, can make some noise and maybe take leadership in this Mets clubhouse. Hopefully that happens for him. Obviously they're out of the running for the playoffs, but hopefully Pete Alonso can end this season with a bang. Moving on to another great young talent, Ronald Acuña Jr., and his 40-40 chase, 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases. He's currently sitting at 39 home runs and 37 stolen bases. He's got 8 games left to play. They're playing the Phillies today. I think Acuña gets it, you know, one home run shy. The kid mashes the ball. He's got wheels. I honestly do hope that he does, you know, clinch the 40-40. It's something you don't see all the time. And hopefully, you know, we can see him get it done. This kid's an exceptional ball player, and he's a lot of fun to watch. He needs to be a lot of fun going forward, especially for that Braves organization. They're gonna be a lot of fun to watch. Hopefully they could, you know, tie together some good seasons and have him be a big part of it. In other news, Houston, the Astros hit 100 wins, officially clinching the playoffs. This is big, especially for the AL. You know, the Yanks, 99 games at the moment, sitting at 99 wins. But, you know, this is just the playoff shape in the AL is very much beginning to take shape now. Houston's at the top with 100 wins. Oakland and Tampa Bay sitting in the wild card spots with just a little over a week left to play. Cleveland is just a half game back of Tampa Bay. Boston is 10 games back of Tampa Bay, which means 9.5 games back of Cleveland for that, you know, for the wild card spots here. They're finishing up a series with San Francisco today. They're literally hanging on by the skin of their teeth. At any moment now, they could be out of this race. It's not looking really good for Boston, but we should see. We'll see what happens. And now flipping it over to the Yanks, you know, 99-54, 9 games left. They finish up a series with LA tonight. With the Angels, I mean, you know, so it's going to be a very, very interesting way to see them finish out the year. They've got a series coming up with Toronto. You know, they're a bottom feeder team of the AL East, of the AL in general. And so much has gone on this week for the Yanks. You know, CeCe's last game, most likely as a Yankee starter in Yankee Stadium last night. You know, the crowd was on their feet for CeCe Sabathia. He's an absolutely huge, huge part of the Yankees organization, huge part of that 2009 World Series team, and that guy just deserves everything that he got last night from the fans, both Yankee fans and non-Yankee fans in the stadium. The place was roaring for him. Very happy to see that. Unfortunate decision in his last start as a Yankee, but you know, since getting CeCe from Milwaukee in 2009. Here's just a recap of CeCe's 11 seasons with the Yankees. 3-time All-Star, World Series champion. Record of 134 wins and 88 losses with a 3.81 ERA. 1,917 innings pitched, 1,698 Ks. Just undoubtedly a Hall of Fame career for Sabathia. So hats off to him as we see him take a bullpen role basically in the playoffs in the latter end of this season. But more news for the Yanks. Dellin Betances, partial Achilles tear right as he got back. It's a shame to see this happen to such a great young talent. He's done for the year. That's a big blow to the Yankees bullpen, but I mean, they've been playing without him basically all year, so not much of a change, but it's just so sad to see, especially with such a great young player like Dellin Betances to go down. Stanton's back. Big G is back. Roped a double in his first at-bat in the loss to the Angels. It's good to see him back. He looks like he's, you know, happy to be back. Hopefully, you know, he can get his feet under him before the playoffs do kick off. He could be a big part of that Yankee lineup, just another big bat that could send a ball into orbit at any moment. So I'm really excited to see him come back. Severino back, looked really good in his first start back 2 games ago. 4 innings pitched, 4 Ks, 2 hits. You know, a very light outing, but very promising. It's something to definitely look forward to and something for him to build on. And just as simple as, you know, we talked about Houston clinching playoff berth. If the Yankees win tonight, they will win the AL East. Tanaka's on the bump for the game. I think they should get it done tonight. You know, the Angels are without Trout. Season-ending foot injury, foot surgery. I think that it's time for, you know, the Yankees to claim the AL East. I think it's a little overdue. Thought they could have done it a little sooner, but we should see. And before we move on, I'm just going to highlight one player for the Yankees that as of late, in the last 10 games especially, has just been on an absolute tear. Gleyber Torres, he's batting 285 on the season, 38 home runs, 90 RBIs, 14 hits in the last 10 games, 8 of which are extra base hits, 4 home runs and 4 doubles apiece, 11 RBIs. He is just getting scorching hot at the right time. This kid's been absolutely insane this entire season, playing all over the infield at short and at second. He's been very, very good, very reliable for the Yanks, and I'm banking on a guy like him, even as young as he is, to be this guy come postseason play, come October, you know, come the Fall Classic. I want to see this version of Gleyber Torres out on the diamond. So the Yanks, very exciting stuff to look at. Can't wait to continue to watch them play. And, you know, they've been a sight to see for quite some time. But, you know, with the big games rolling around and October baseball almost here, you know, that's when it matters. So it's nice to see them staying hot at the moment. On to the NFL. Week 3, you know, a lot's been going on in the NFL, a lot of rumors, a lot of big headlines. Tonight we got Thursday Night Football, Jags hosting the Titans. The reason I bring this up, I mean, obviously Thursday Night Football is a good way to kick off the week. The Jags are 0-2, the Titans are 1-1. It's not a great game, you know, it's not the best game to watch, but the biggest headline I see in all of this is, if this is going to be Jalen Ramsey's last game in Jacksonville, in a Jacksonville uniform. I personally think this is it. They've got a lot of teams on the short list for him. The Philadelphia Eagles are looking at him, the Chiefs, the Seahawks. I wouldn't be surprised if New England crept out of the woodwork and made a bid for him. But, you know, the guy came out in the media this week and just said basically he wants to be a winner. He's an absolute stud. He's been an outstanding defender in the league for the last few years. I really do, you know, hope that this guy could land at a team that is going to get him to where he should be. He's just way too valuable to play for a team like Jacksonville. And I think that it's his time to move on from the organization. And with the way that they're looking in the, you know, in the direction that they're headed, I don't see him staying there. I think it's done. I think his time's done. I think this should be the last game we see him play for them. But, you know, Jalen Ramsey on the move, one of the best defensive players in the league. It'll be very interesting to see where he could land. In other news, Jamal Adams got fined for his late hit on Baker Mayfield. He came out in the media and said basically that's just how he's going to play football. That's his style of football, and that's what he does. He's not going to change for anybody. I personally respect it. I don't think That was really a late hit. Mayfield got the ball off. You know, Adams ain't going to slow down and not run through the guy. It's a contact sport. That's the way the game should be played, in my opinion. I think that Jamal Adams has every right to be upset about this. And, you know, me not being a Jets fan, I support this 100%. I think this guy's a dog. I think he's a great, great player. Another one where he's a great player on a not-so-great team. And I don't agree with the fine at all. I know Baker Mayfield was unhappy with the hit, but that doesn't quite matter to anybody. I think Jamal Adams is 100% on the right here, and I think that this is something that the league needs to start taking a little better look at, because that hit, that's football. That's just the way the game's played. And if it's like Adam said, he didn't sign up to play two-hand touch, so if this is how the league is going to perceive these things, then it's definitely taking a turn for the worse in terms of defensive players and how they're going to handle themselves. One last thing before we get into our picks. The Eli Manning era in New York has come to a close. I think it's time. The Giants are 0-2. They don't look good. Eli doesn't look good. Granted, you know, I've been an Eli Manning advocate for years. I always will be. But I think it's time to, you know, pass the torch and let young Jones jump right into this role. I think it's time. Just to touch on this really quick, Eli Manning for his career, 60% completion percentage, 56,537 yards, 362 touchdowns, 2-time Super Bowl MVP and champion, 8th all-time in passing touchdowns, 7th all-time in passing yards, and 6th all-time in most completed passes. For all the hate that this guy gets, and for all of the jokes made about him and his interceptions and all that, the guy's a surefire Hall of Famer. It's not his last name. It's not, the two Super Bowls. It's Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best quarterbacks we've seen. And this is a completely unbiased opinion of me, yes, being a Giants fan, me being an Eli Manning fan. Eli's been my guy for years. And I always say, even now, 2 minutes or less, game on the line, there aren't many guys I'd pick over Eli Manning to lead my team to a victory. So I just want to say big thank you to Eli Manning for all he's done for the Giants organization. He's one hell of a quarterback, one hell of a player, and he's a no-doubt Hall of Famer. And I look forward to seeing what he could bring to the table, especially for Daniel Jones in this, you know, with the rest of the season and how he could be a leader. And this is going to take me to my 5 picks of the week, my 5 games to watch. Last week, I did excellent last week. I was 4-1. I got 4 games correct. I picked the Steelers to beat the Seahawks last week, and that obviously blew up in my face. The Seahawks took care of business, but 4-1. I'm 7-3 on the season now. Looking good, feeling good. And I think I'm gonna stay high. I got a couple bold picks this week, though. Not sure how they're gonna pan out. We're gonna jump right into it. Sunday, 1:00, Jets at the Patriots. The 2-0 Pats taking on the 0-2 Jets. I always love this game. I think this is a great rivalry game. I think this is a great divisional game. Darnold's still out. I think this is just a game to watch because you never know what's going to happen, especially in this division. I think the AFC East is it's always a toss-up. You always see the Patriots play bad against some of these teams in their own division. But I think this week, New England's going to run wild on the Jets' defense. They beat the Dolphins 43-0 last week. I don't see anything slowing them down. I think Tom Brady is more than ready to just get out there and do what he does best, and that's win football games. I'm picking the Pats over the Jets for my game 1. Moving on to game 2, also Sunday, 1:00. Ravens at the Chiefs, both teams 2-0. Two great young quarterbacks. Mahomes is looking like himself, looking like the MVP that we watched all last year. Last game, he had 443 yards, 4 touchdowns against the Raiders. Lamar Jackson on fire as well. They both have 7 touchdowns through 2 weeks. You know, I think this is going to be an excellent game. I don't think I'm going to call it a shootout. I don't think it's going to be one of those. I think this is going to be the biggest first test for Baltimore, and I think this is going to be where they hit their wall. This is going to show them what they're made of. I'm going to pick the Chiefs this week at home. against the Ravens. I think they're going to be too much, and I think it's going to show Baltimore, you know, this is where you've got to be. If you want to be an elite team, it's, you know, it's week three. It's only week three. You might be 2-0, but these are the guys you're going to want to beat. The Chiefs, the Patriots, those are the teams you're going to have to match up with to get to where you want to be. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs in game two. Game three, Sunday, 4:05. The Panthers are at the Cardinals. The Cardinals tied a game. They're 0-1-1. The Panthers are 0-2. I think this game is a little interesting from what I've seen in a couple of sources I've checked. Cam Newton is unlikely to play. I hope that he plays. Granted, health bearing wise, you never want to see a guy go out there beat up and get hurt a little more. But I think this is Kyler Murray's week to get his first win. He's had two good games to start off the season. He's connecting well with Larry Fitzgerald. I think this team is going to be decent, going to be special. They have a loss and a tie. I think it's time for their win. I think the Cardinals will beat the Panthers this week. That'll take me to game four. We've got the Giants at the Buccaneers, Sunday, 4:05. Both teams are very bad. I don't like either of these teams, truthfully. I'm a Giants fan, but it's so hard to watch when you've got such a great talent like Barkley, who's been doing his job. It's just a matter of the rest of the offense and the defense doing theirs. Daniel Jones getting his first start. Very, very excited about this. How will the Jones era start? I really don't have much to say about either of these teams, but, you know, this is the start of something new. How will the era start? I think it's going to start with a win. This is my first, you know, big, bold prediction that I had talked about. I think the Giants beat the Buccaneers to go to 1-2. That's game four. And game five, Sunday Night Football, Rams at Browns. The Browns last week got their first win against a very bad Jets team. They didn't play great. They weren't outstanding. You know, the offense looked okay. And this is gonna show us if they're real or not. The Rams are 2-0. They're a very good team. They didn't hit their Super Bowl slump. I think McVay is doing a great job with this team. Their defense looks pretty good after their week one screw up, but last week they looked pretty good. And this is going to show if the Browns are real or not. You know, a lot of talk about them all offseason. This is their first real test, their first big one. And I think if they're going to win this game, I'm going to want more from Odell Beckham Jr. this week. I think that he's got to show the league that he is still the guy. You know, he walked around the Meadowlands last week and beat up a bad team last week. I want to see him do it against a marquee team like the Rams. I want to see him go in at home and do his job and help the Browns get a win. That's my pick for the week. I have the Browns beating the Rams on Sunday Night Football at home. I think that they've got what it takes. I think Mayfield's going to be a leader this week, and I think that they're going to do it. I got the Browns on Sunday Night Football. That's my pick. Those are my five picks for the week. Let me know what you guys think. And that's going to conclude this episode of Cotto's Corner Sports Talk. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope to hear back from you guys very soon. Have a great rest of your day.